This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a look at the future of what is called cancel culture. There's actually a leading voice, a prominent voice, somebody who has traditionally defined himself as conservative, who says we shouldn't even use the term cancel culture anymore. We'll be speaking about that with Max Boot, a nationally syndicated columnist with Washington Post and L.A. Times. We'll also be talking with two leading religious leaders, people who are very prominent, who are holding a service of lament coming up, a service of lament in solidarity with Asian Americans who feel more and more persecuted and more at risk by hate crimes. There's also continued debate, as we know a little bit more about the killer, about whether the eight murders in Georgia actually classify as hate crimes. And speaking of hatred, there's hatred between Vladimir Putin and the President of the United States, Joe Biden. Who started it? Who's right? And should they resolve this with some kind of face-to-face debate? I'm sure Putin would love that idea, but there are reasons why he should be concerned about it. And a drive to expel a member of Congress because of her opinions. Her opinions are outrageous and stupid. But expulsion for Congress for Marjorie Taylor Greene, we will get to that as well on a very busy day. We'll also be speaking with Gordon Chang about what it means that the United States now apparently believes that China, not Russia, is our most serious foreign foe. Are people right about that? And the great debate after the fall. I'm just talking about people wishing Joe Biden have a nice trip as he was going up the stairs of Air Force One. Is this a big deal? We will deal with that as well. On a very busy day on the Michael Medved Show, when we'll also be talking to two filmmakers who have made a wildly successful and remarkably compelling documentary series called Murder Among the Mormons. One of those filmmakers, same guy who created Napoleon Dynamite with great success years ago. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And one of the things about the current dispute with China is that it is based on a real dispute at the highest levels of government. And that was highlighted, actually, today by the new Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, who was in Alaska. And he had a contentious back and forth with Chinese diplomats. And you could see that this was not a can-you-feel-the-love-tonight situation. It sounded something like this. This is clip number four, Jeremy.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China, including in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, cyber attacks on the United States, economic coercion toward our allies. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
Well, you can't blame this problem on somebody else.
I have to tell you, what I'm hearing is very different from what you described. I'm hearing deep satisfaction that the United States is back, that we're re-engaged with our allies and partners. I'm also hearing deep concern about some of the actions your government is taking.
Well, I think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols. So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear.
我现在讲一句, 你们没有资格在中国的面前说,你们从实力的地位出发, 跟中国谈话。
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
That's the interchange in Alaska in a meeting between the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and Chinese officials. Things not going well there, not quite as dramatic as the confrontation between President Biden and the Soviet president. I shouldn't say Soviet, the Russian president. The Soviets are history, thank God. But the Russian president, who was a Soviet KGB official, all based upon an answer to a question that President Biden gave to George Stephanopoulos. We played it here for you on the show. George Stephanopoulos asked, do you consider Vladimir Putin a killer? And Biden said, I do. And then he went on. He actually made a very striking remark that hasn't been recycled very much in the press. But he basically said he thought Putin had no soul. And so Putin has hit back. And now there is a great deal of negativity. They have called back their ambassador. They have not broken diplomatic relationships. But there is a real chance that they will. Apparently, the New York Times highlights the confrontation between Biden and Putin this way. Kremlin erupts in fury after Biden agrees that Putin is a killer. An exchange of taunts punctures hopes for relaxation of tensions and implications that the American president has dementia. And what they actually are talking about in that article is that a reporter on a state-run Channel 1 in Russia, because they have very much state TV, and that's not just a figure of speech, it is. It's run by the government. And a reporter on Channel 1 said, conservative American journalists already suspected that Biden has dementia during the campaign. Over time, these suspicions have only intensified. So what is the proper response in all of this, and the proper response very clearly has to be not to jeopardize the welfare of Asian Americans, because right now close to 5% of the total American population, and yeah, it really is that low. You would think with all of the attention that this has been receiving, but 5% of Americans, if you're still talking about over 15 million people. And those people feel increasingly persecuted and vulnerable. There is a story, one encouraging story, about an elderly lady who found a way to deal with that in San Francisco. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. But there was an eruption at a hearing by the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, and it's just extraordinary that people are so incredibly worked up over this. We will play for you a congressman from Texas and a good guy, Chip Roy, who is a thoughtful conservative, went on a long harangue about how concern for Asian Americans shouldn't prevent people from criticism about China, like the Secretary of State just offered. And then part of the response to what he said something that was clearly not well advised in this context. And it's provoked an extraordinarily angry response from his colleagues. Chip Roy is not resigning. He's not going to be expelled from the House. But Marjorie Taylor Greene might be. There are 72 members of the House of Representatives who have co-signed on this move that's going to be coming to a vote to expel her from Congress. I think it's a terrible idea, even though I think Marjorie Taylor Greene's a terrible idea. We'll get to that and more. And Gordon Chang coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times bestselling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, in invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, there was a hearing of the House Judiciary Committee, and the members of the House Judiciary Committee are fairly well known to Americans because, of course, that's the committee that had to process both of the impeachment proceedings against President Trump, neither of which, of course, led to his conviction or his removal from office. The voters led to his removal from office. But what happened yesterday was just extraordinary, because Chip Roy, a congressman, conservative from Texas, Republican, was commenting on the substance of the hearing. The substance of the hearing was to deal with what is called the crisis point about violence targeting the Asian community. And the point that Chip Roy was trying to make, he was wearing a mask as he was speaking, was that, look, we shouldn't use this to muzzle criticism of China. Criticism of China is important. It's appropriate. The great plurality of Americans now consider China America's prominent enemy, most prominent enemy in the world, and being concerned about the welfare of Asian Americans should not mean that we take away our freedom of speech to criticize China. And then at the end of his long and impassioned statement, Congressman Roy said this. This is clip number 7.
Victims of race-based violence. Race-based. And their families deserve justice. And this is the case, what we're talking about here with the tragedy, what we just saw occur in Atlanta, Georgia. I would also suggest that the victims of cartels moving illegal aliens deserve justice. The American citizens in South Texas that are getting absolutely decimated by what's happening at our southern border deserve justice. The victims of rioting and looting in the streets last week, businesses closed, burned, last summer, deserve justice. We believe in justice. Right? There's old sayings in Texas about, you know, find all the rope in Texas and get a tall oak tree. We take justice very seriously, and we ought to do that. Round up the bad guys. That's what we believe.
Okay, look, it's very awkward that he was talking about the violence on the streets last summer, which was in response to the killing of George Floyd, of course, and he said that we ought to round up all the bad guys, with a saying that they have in Texas about take all the rope in Texas and find a strong oak tree. That's a reference to lynching. It probably wasn't the best thing to say. There was a response to Congressman Roy from one of his colleagues, Representative Grace Meng, who represents the state of New York. She's a Democrat, of course. She had this to say in response to his comments and his position. This is clip 19.
I want to go back to something that Mr. Roy said earlier. Your president and your party and your colleagues can talk about issues with any other country that you want, but you don't have to do it by putting a bullseye on the back of Asian Americans across this country, on our grandparents, on our kids. This hearing was to address the hurt and pain of our community and to find solutions, and we will not let you take our voice away from us.
Okay, finding solutions is part of what religious leaders are trying to do in the Seattle area. We'll be speaking with two of those leaders, both identified as evangelical Christians, who are trying to put together a meeting and special service that's coming up this Sunday. But in response to Congresswoman Meng, she went on and said that you cannot take our voice away from us. Last year, she sponsored a resolution that denounced anti-Asian sentiment related to the coronavirus and said that specifically she condemned in that resolution the phrases used by Mr. Trump and other elected officials like Wuhan virus and China virus to describe COVID-19. The House passed the resolution, but 164 Republicans opposed it. I think that it's right to oppose a resolution like that? Yeah, it doesn't deserve a congressional resolution. And, of course, Chip Roy is correct. You shouldn't take away the right to criticize China, which is one of the most oppressive and dangerous regimes in the world. It's also one of the most powerful. And that criticism should not be denied. However, saying things like China virus, which so many people find offensive and find encouraging, what is, without doubt, there has been a great increase. And you can check this out with all the numbers. There's been a pronounced increase of hate crimes against Asian victims. And one of those examples occurred in San Francisco, and the victim or intended victim was a woman who does not speak great English, whose name is Zhao Zhen Ji. She's 75, and she was waiting at a traffic light when a suspect suddenly approached her and punched her right in the eye. She's 75. The suspect was 39. So what did she do? Call for help? Actually, she picked up a stick that was lying in the street and started beating the guy with it. And he actually had to go to the hospital. He was battered and bloodied. She said she was waiting at this traffic light when the suspect punched her in the eye. And video from the scene shot after the attack shows the woman holding the stick in one hand and an ice bag in the other where she's put it on her eye. The alleged attacker is seen, his face covered in blood, being rolled away on a stretcher. The woman said in Chinese, "You bum, why did you hit me?" Police said the case is being investigated as a possible hate crime, not on the part of the woman, but on the part of her attacker. The 39-year-old man accused in this case is also a suspect in another attack on an 83-year-old Asian man in the same area earlier on Wednesday. And Dennis O'Donnell said he happened upon the scene during his morning run. He said there was a guy on a stretcher and a frustrated, angry woman with a stick in her hand. From what I could see, she wanted more of the guy on the stretcher, and the police had to hold her back. Again, she should get some kind of honor and recognition. It seems to me highly appropriate. But what is the appropriate way to talk about China without provoking this kind of disgusting attack? I mean, coming up and punching a 75-year-old woman while she's crossing the street? It's not murder, but it's completely not acceptable, is it? So where do we go from here? We'll be speaking with Gordon Chang about U.S.-China relations and the relations and the impact on Asian Americans here in this country, coming right up on The Medved Show.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries. Find out more at michaelmedved.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is in Atlanta to promote the American Rescue Act and speak with Asians after the tragic shooting there. Vice President Harris joined him at the CDC, where officials gave a presentation.
We have about 27% of counties in the U.S. are moderate or low, and that continues to increase every week. This is important to us because we connect these community transmission levels through our guidance. So we've updated our K-12 guidance and allowing at least 3 feet in a classroom for children. But as community transmission levels increase, we have additional recommendations, more testing of teachers and staff and students, as well as more restrictions around extracurricular activities because we've seen a lot of outbreaks, basically, with sports in schools.
This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, can you detect the smell of gunpowder in the air? We played some of the exchange in Alaska between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the Chinese officials with whom he was meeting. The China's foreign ministry has now reacted to that meeting, to that confrontation, said there was a strong smell of gunpowder. Maybe trying to remind the world that China invented gunpowder. They did. Beijing, says Gordon G. Chang, Beijing is whipping up nationalism and preparing the Chinese people for war, creating an exceedingly dangerous situation. So says one of our country's leading China experts. You can read his material at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. I'm proud to say he is a friend of the show. Gordon, when you say preparing the Chinese people for war, do you mean literally war, exchange of missiles, bombs, troops on the ground? Is that what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about, Michael. Really what's going on here is that the Chinese diplomats did not roll into Anchorage with the idea of a meaningful exchange. They came in with that very corrosive, very provocative statement, and I think all of this was coordinated. But Chinese leaders don't use words like that without creating markers for themselves in public. And what they're trying to do is evoke the notion of a strong China. At the first of this year, amendments to China's national defense law came into effect, which take away powers from the State Council, which is the Chinese civilian government, and they give them to the Communist Party's Central Military Commission, the powers for mobilization of the entire society. And then just a few days after that occurred, Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, publicly told the Chinese military to be ready to go to war, quote, at any second. Now, I think these guys are bluffing.
Okay, I hope that they're bluffing, but are they using with their state propaganda, which is basically the only kind of media they get in China, are they using state propaganda to cover and intensify concern about attacks on Asian Americans here, like the murders in Atlanta? Has that been covered by the Chinese press?
Yes, they have. They have done that, and they've gone full court press on Asian Americans. And basically what they're saying is that they're trying to use that as a cover so that people don't talk about genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang against the Tibetans, against the Uyghurs and the Kazakhs. And they're very explicit about that. There have been a number of Global Times articles on this, and they've also been attacking people who have been critical of China, actually naming them, including a very fine journalist, Melissa Chan.
This is all remarkable. By the way, do you, Gordon, as a Chinese American, do you feel a bullseye on your back? Do you feel that you are newly targeted by hate crimes, expressions of hostility? Is that something that's real in your life?
No. And I got to say something to Chinese Americans, as I am one, and that is, as a practical matter, Chinese Americans cannot go around supporting the People's Republic of China, America's enemy, and not expect that there will be consequences for that. And we're Americans, and we've got to basically say, are we loyal to the United States or are we loyal to China? And that's a basic issue for Chinese Americans. But no, I don't feel that this is a time of heightened sensitivity or heightened risk.
And as I'm delighted to hear you say that, what could our leaders do to actually address this situation? There's a Grace Meng. We played something she had to say. She's a congresswoman from New York State, also Chinese American, who said, "I am not a virus." And the headline in New York Times is, "Lawmaker says anti-China messaging is fueling a crisis." Is that what is fueling this crisis right now?
You know, I heard that comment from Grace Meng, and what she's doing is she's propagating a Communist Party narrative, which she should know better. This virus came from China. And we cannot say that talking about the origin of the virus is racist. It isn't. It's facts. And apparently you've got a number of Chinese Americans who are knowingly, I think, supporting the Communist Party and supporting its narratives. And it's irresponsible for a member of Congress to say something like that.
Are these people you have in mind, prominent people, people in the political realm?
Yes. And if they really want to make sure that Asian Americans, Chinese Americans aren't the target of hate crimes, well, they're not going about it the right way. I think in many ways they are increasing the risk. What they need to be saying is that, look, we're Chinese Americans, we're loyal to the United States, we'll talk honestly and we'll criticize the People's Republic, because if you don't do that, other Americans are going to say, who are these people? And I think they have a right to say that, because too often Chinese Americans have sided with our enemy against our republic.
Okay, and again, we have examples of people who have been arrested for espionage related, for being involved even with industrial espionage on behalf of the People's Republic. But I would assume that the great majority of people of Chinese ancestry who live in this country are tremendously glad that either they themselves or their ancestors came here from China, are glad to live here instead of there. Isn't that true?
Certainly true for me. Certainly true for my wife. We're so proud to be here. And, you know, this is one of the things that gets me really upset, because, you know, we have a number of Chinese Americans who just automatically say things which help our enemies and certainly undermine our ability to defend ourselves.
In terms of preparing for this smell of gunpowder that Beijing is talking about, and you say they're bluffing, what's the best move for the Biden administration?
Yeah. First of all, just let me say that even though they're bluffing, this is dangerous because we know that militant powers that bluff about war usually end up starting them. So I'm not saying that they want to start a war, but it looks like they're doing things which they should know will lead to conflict. You know, in the Biden administration, to answer your question, the one thing that you do is you should say in public very clearly to the Chinese that we will defend our allies and friends, including Taiwan, and that we will go to war to protect ourselves. We do that, we deter the Chinese. But we're hearing, especially from the comments from Yang Jiaxu, the lead diplomat, that they don't believe the U.S. is talking from a position of strength. So deterrence is breaking down, and nothing good ever happens when deterrence erodes.
What does this mean for North Korea? North Korea is claiming that they have penetrated the upper levels of the American government, that kind of thing in their propaganda. How does North Korea fit in?
I wish I could tell you, Michael. But the one thing I'm concerned about is that, you know, we heard those provocative words from Kim Yo-chung, the sister of Kim Jong-un, the ruler, and we heard them just on the eve of the Alaska meeting. And that looked like China playing the North Korea card, saying to Secretary of State Blinken, you got to help us and make concessions to us, Beijing, so we can help you with North Korea. And I was very concerned when Secretary Blinken did ask for China's help on North Korea on the eve of the Alaska meeting. I don't think that's what I would be saying if I were Secretary of State, because I don't want to empower China to think that it's got more leverage than it in fact has.
It's very important that people be in touch with the latest on this crucial issue. You can do that on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. It's a site worth checking out. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/medved for this special offer. discovery.org/medved.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And we're going to be speaking on the Michael Medved Show about cancel culture and whether that term should even be used. That term is being challenged by a very prominent columnist who thinks... Also, I think it's worthwhile noting in that regard that if you do use the term canceled culture, somebody has been canceled, has been fired from a job that she just got, and she got it, that firing and the cancellation based upon some tweets that she had done when she was 16 and 17, more than 10 years ago. Does that make sense? This is a repeat of some of the attempts to discredit Justice Kavanaugh based upon stuff that he did in high school. But this time, guess what? The victim is not a conservative. We will get to that story. I think one of the important things that is raised by the profound and profoundly important comments by Gordon Chang, our guest moments ago, is the rush to judgment, and it really was that the terrible, terrible, brutal killings in the Atlanta area were motivated by anti-Asian racism. And the New York Times actually does a very good job. They have a full page under the heading, "A Picture Emerges of a Suspect." Does it say a suspect fixated on Asian Americans or Asian women? It says this, the headline. Picture emerges of a suspect fixated on his faith and sex. State legislators assail violence against women. And the piece that has a bunch of reporters who collaborated on it is fascinating, and it's very important, actually. Because it's the first reporting we have beyond the sort of rudimentary accounts of this 21-year-old killer, who's already confessed to his crimes. He's not an alleged killer. The piece in the Times begins, he checked himself into a rehab clinic for a self-described sexual addiction. He was so obsessed with avoiding pornography that he blocked websites from his computer and only used a flip phone. He worried to a roommate about falling out of God's grace. Months before, Robert Aaron Long was charged with carrying out a bloody rampage at 3 massage parlors that horrified the nation and stoked a furious outcry over anti-Asian violence. The 21-year-old suspect, who had grown up in a conservative Baptist church, appeared fixated on both faith and sex. As investigators yesterday pieced together whether and how racism and sexism might have motivated Thursday's attacks, people who knew Robert Aaron Long offered new details about a dangerous collision of sexual loathing and what a former roommate described as religious mania that marked his life in the years before the shootings. Mr. Long, whose church strictly prohibits sex outside of marriage, was distraught by his failed attempts to curb his sexual urges, said Tyler Bayless, a former roommate who lived with Mr. Long at a halfway house near Atlanta for about 5 months beginning in August 2019. Nearly once a month, Mr. Long would admit he had again relapsed by visiting a massage parlor for sex. And he once asked Mr. Bayless to take his computer away from him. The Atlanta police said yesterday that Mr. Long had been a customer at least two spas in the city that he later targeted in the attacks that killed eight people overall, including six women of Asian descent. They did not specify whether he had sought anything more than a massage at the two businesses, which are called Aromatherapy Spa and Gold Spa. The third place that he attacked is outside of Atlanta. It's in Cherokee County, Georgia. And that place, I believe they also suspect he had been a customer at that place. When Mr. Long was arrested, he said he was on his way to Florida to carry out another attack on a business tied to the pornography industry. In early 2020, Mr. Long moved from the halfway house for more intensive treatment at Hope Quest, an addiction center, and the two men, this Bayless used to live with, fell out of touch. Quote, I think he just felt like he could not be trusted out there alone, Mr. Bayless added, referring to Mr. Long's inability to stop visiting the spas. Activists, Asian American community leaders, and experts in violence and gender said the shooting rampage laid bare how intertwined forces of sexism and racism were fueling a surge in anti-Asian violence and bigotry. Some have called on the authorities to prosecute the shootings as a hate crime. Our investigation is looking into everything, said the chief of police, Charles Hampton Jr. Growing up in the culturally conservative exurbs of Cherokee County, north of Atlanta, Mr. Long, quote, brought his Bible to school every day, said Darren Peppers, who's 51, the city director for the First Priority Metro Atlanta High School Evangelical Group. He played a box drum during morning praise meetings of his Christian youth group at Sequoia High School. So what all of this is saying is they're finding out a lot of details, obviously, about Robert Aaron Long's background. But there's nothing in there about anti-Asian stereotypes or anti-Asian prejudice or persecution. According to one school yearbook, Mr. Long led a weekly gathering of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I really feel like God is wanting me to be a leader in the church, so I felt like this would be a really good opportunity to exercise some of those principles, the yearbook quoted him as saying. And also just reach out to our campus with the gospel. In recent years, Mr. Long and his family were active members of the Crabapple First Baptist Church. Crabapple's bylaws include a lengthy passage on marriage and sexuality that condemns adultery, fornication, homosexuality, bisexual conduct, bestiality, incest, polygamy, pedophilia, pornography, or any attempt to change one's sex. Mr. Long attended the University of North Georgia's campus from the fall of 2017 through the fall of 2018, but he did not earn any degrees and was not enrolled after that. In other words, he's a dropout. He had visited a girlfriend in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and sent them a text message saying he was not coming back and wanted a fresh start. But the police said he did not meet the criteria for a missing person. In other words, this is a troubled individual. And they report all of it, but it's very striking. And you know that if there was anything here about anti-Asian prejudice, which exists in this society, it's real. It's a real problem. We're going to be talking about it later in the show. But if this particular individual had displayed that, then you might think he would not have gone back again and again and again and again, apparently, to massage parlors that featured Asian immigrants in their workplace. And what it seems to me, it's not blaming the victim, God forbid, to point out that the concern that he had, that the fact that he would seek out places with Asian masseuses is not an indication that he hated Asians. I mean, maybe you could say that it is in some twisted way. It shows a demeaning perspective. Mr. Long told his roommates that his parents knew about his addiction and also suggested that he had lost a girlfriend because he did not stop visiting the massage parlors. This is fascinating and it's important because, honestly, the truth is never convenient. It doesn't fall into very convenient and handy political arguments. And pursuing the truth is really the best that we can possibly undertake for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.